She can't be around him all the time. Like, that's what I'm saying. You're not gonna, if he has a BBL baddie friend, like, hey girl, we're gonna be with you together. If she's gonna be the, oh, I'm coming.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I mean,
like,
but.
I'm gonna be like, oh, who you want? But I'm saying the girl with the flat booty, I'll be like, oh, you got it.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later, babe. Out.
But if you're with the girl with the big booty, oh,
I'm in there. My shoes on. Let's go. We're put on my together. Baddest fit. No, yeah.
Bronx made, Bronx made, Bronx made, Bronx made, Bronx made.
Essentially, let me see if I find it pulled up. But it was the, yeah, so ELCA congregation confesses the Sparkle Creed. And this is essentially like a prayer that was modernized. And I can play you the Sparkle Creed, and this is an example.
May you rise in body or spirit, and let us confess our faith today in the words of the Sparkle Creed. Hmm? I believe in the non-binary God, whose pronouns are plural. I believe in Jesus Christ, their child, who wore a fabulous tunic and had two dads.
Hey.
Really random. Wait. I didn't know this podcast was getting there, but that was a clip posted by @WokePreachersClips on Twitter. And this was something that happened that was posted on June 27 of 2023. So it happened a little while ago, but I remember coming across, I just fell into a hole one day about the ELCA church, because I was just thinking in the future, like, I was raised Catholic. And I still go to a Catholic church. So I was thinking in the future, I'm like, would I like Catholicism? Would I like to go to a different church? Mm-hmm. So I was looking at the Lutheran church and stuff. And apparently there's like two separate sections of the Lutheran church. And the ELCA is like very, very modern. So this is one specific preacher in Edina, Minnesota, I guess. And she created the Sparkle Creed, where they're praising like a non-binary God, and they're using they, them pronouns and stuff like that. So without getting too much in the weeds on like our views of that, I just feel like that was where I was getting at, that it's like, we don't want religion to be too modern.
I have no words.
Because me, for example, like, I'm very open-minded. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, mm-hmm. in my opinion, this is me. Like, I'm with whatever. Whoever you are, what floats your boat, mm-hmm. high, like, whatever you want to be referred to, I'll refer to. Like, I literally don't care what other people do. I accept people as who they are. I want people to accept me as who they are, as who I am. But for some reason, when I go to church, like, I don't know. Once you start getting too, like, modern, like, praising a non-binary God, and then if I go to church and my preacher's like a drag queen, listen, and God can put conviction in anybody. So I think I think in a way, like, I'm down for it. But I don't know. Something about that made me uncomfortable.
It's kind of like, because you got to think about it. Like, are you, this is. No, I don't even want to say that. It's just like, because, like, think about what is in the... Can't even speak!
Ah! A little closer. I feel like you're getting off the camera a little bit.
Sorry, guys.
No worries.
Oh, because before
I was... I don't want you to... You look a little afraid of me. I don't want you to be scared.
I'm not afraid, guys. I'm just scared of the camera.
I want to be close to you.
But I don't know. I just feel like it kind of strays from the Bible. Like, what's in there?
But for me, it's, I don't know. It's not even about the, I don't know what it is for me. Cause I think I'm okay. I don't know, controversial, don't come for me. I think I'm okay for straying from the Bible. Like, I'm okay with, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I'm okay with, when it comes to religion, I'm okay with taking what I can
from it.
And it's almost like if it doesn't apply, let it fly. Yeah. Like, almost like social media type thing.
Yeah.
Like, if that doesn't apply to my life today at 2023, like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to follow it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't believe women and children should be stoned for different situations. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not following
that. I feel like that's the thing. Like, my dad really helps me with the whole Bible, like, reading it. But a lot of it is, like, really an analogy for things.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm not going to let other people's analogy apply to my analogy.
At the end of the day, when your pastor preaches, you still got to take it home and then, like, really sit in it and see what you took from that.
Yes. And I learned from, like, I used to watch the Know For Sure podcast before they ended. Unfortunately, it was
I didn't even know it ended till recently.
Yeah, it was this podcast with, like, B. Simone and her co-host. They were both running it, Megan as well. Mm-hmm. And they talked a lot about, and they taught me about conviction. And I think that's what the Bible is about. Yeah. And, like, Christianity, a lot of times, they even spoke about, like, some people may feel a conviction against cursing. And, like, some people may not. I don't think I have a conviction in my heart. Mm-hmm. I don't think if I swear it makes me a bad person. I think it's just another way that I express myself. But maybe at one point I will feel that conviction. I do feel like maybe I started to feel a little conviction lately about drinking alcohol in, like, a weird way.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, I was drinking at, like, the first season of this podcast. I was actually drinking, like, it was like a thing that we would do. And then, but also, I don't even know if it's a conviction. It's more so like, I never really liked drinking anyways. Mm-hmm. So then I started looking at it and I was like, wait, why are you drinking every weekend? You don't like it.
Yeah.
So it was more like a personal thing. So I don't even know if that's like, but that's what I'm saying. Maybe that is something that, like, God put
in me. If you connect it to,
that's something that he put in me. But does that make me go to other people and be like, oh, you're drinking, you're a bad person? Like, no, I don't care. Drink it up. Yeah. I like being around drunk people.
That's one thing. I'll say, like, when you have a conviction, you can't really just force, and you can't, you know, project onto other people.
That's what I'm saying.
But the, like, I don't know, the non-binary thing, like, when it comes to people, like, that's what you do. That's what, like, you want. This is your life at the end of the day. But I don't know. I just feel like it's weird. Yeah, it's different for me. Personally, it's different. It's not something I'm used to. So it takes some adjusting.
I agree. And I think,
like, with the God, non-binary God, I've never heard before.
But, you know, I don't know. I don't know. For me, I think it's more so that I don't want my church to be too modern. That's just my, even though my own views are modern, I think I want, because I think for, in church, specifically me, like, I grew up in a Catholic church. It's very much about repetition.
Yeah.
It's very repetitive. And it kind of, I don't know if, like, I need to look into more religions, but I don't think a lot of Christian churches are like that, like what they do in the Catholic church.
I grew up,
like,
Catholic, too. I grew up Catholic, too.
Oh, cool. That's cool, because a lot of people are, like, Christian. So, yeah, it's like you go, you sit down, you pray, you kneel, sing. You get up. You kneel, you get up, you grab the bread. Like, you go, it's almost, like, very repetitive. Yeah. And I think, like, I appreciate that. It almost feels like a ritual. Like, I think I appreciate that. So it's like when something gets too far off the ritual, like, you know?
Yeah. It's just weird. But it's similar to, like, the whole concept of, like, people saying or believing, you know, God is a woman. Things like that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't know what it is, like, with the Sparkle Creed, like, the non, because in a way, I think I was talking to Eli, the producer, about this. We're not gonna turn this into a religious podcast, so I'm gonna get off this topic. Yeah. But I think
this topic.
Yeah, I know. I'm baby Christian, okay? But it's cool. Even with the non-binary God, like, I think I was talking to someone, I'm not gonna say God is non-binary, but I do feel like, okay, at least the way I've learned from my Catholic church, I feel that God has been represented as a man and a woman in the Bible.
Yes.
Therefore, so I think, and then from what I hear, you guys can correct me, we were created in his image. So I think he embodies both. We say he, I think it's just to say he. And also because obviously the world is patriarchal. So it was written from the lens of men. So we just say he just to say he. Mm. But I believe in my heart that God has feminine qualities and masculine qualities. So if we want to say it in modern terms, non-binary, sure. Like, in a way, it's like maybe it could be non-binary because I think he does hold both energies. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm just saying it. Just I feel like you're trying to be different. Trendy. Too like it's modern. Like, yeah, but it's like, I know.
If you believe God is non-binary, it's just, then just say God.
Just say God. Like, I believe God is everything.
Everyone and everything. And in the Bible, there's everyone, every type of person that represents a piece of him in a different story that represents each of us.
Yeah. I believe, God makes up everything and everyone. Yeah. And but I don't know, just saying like sparkle God. And like,
I don't think the creed should have had it. It didn't need to be written. Yeah. Like if... Sorry. I just feel like it didn't need to be written. I didn't understand what she was even saying because it was so. I didn't get it.
Really. I agree, and maybe just like let us get there because the whole point of this is that the church has clearly been falling victim to clickbait as well. Yes. No one can avoid it.
Social media.
The church has fallen victim to the clout chase.
Yeah.
So. No one can avoid it, but just slow down a little bit. Let us get there. Maybe in like 2053, we'll be praying to the non-binary.
But it's still beautiful, though. Like you guys can, like the church and pastors can reach people who can't get to them,
right?
But
and maybe sometimes, and you know, that's what I'm saying. Maybe it's for some people. Maybe that drew somebody towards God, towards Jesus. Maybe
who's all the way in the Philippines and you in Kansas. You know, like that's amazing.
So to each their own. Clap strippers. But I'm just need a minute.
Sparkle Creed.
I'm gonna need a minute to get to the stripper Jesus. It's gonna take me a minute.
I feel like he had really good. He was trying to relate to the. He's trying to relate to the people who are like, I don't know, who be outside on Saturdays and church on Sunday. He's like, you know, you can do this, but like, focus up, y'all. This is our stripper, but I see it. But I just feel like different words could have been used. A different, you know, worldly thing could have been attached to that.
Yeah. Okay. At Deja Chanel on TikTok says she stopped texting men during dating. Like, she just stopped the whole texting process. And I have a lot of thoughts on this because I too hate texting. Like, I just feel like it keeps you in the talking phase. Like, I hate texting specifically when it comes to men that you want to go somewhere with.
I like this topic.
Yeah, I just feel like it keeps you in the same cycle. Like, when are we meeting up? But this is what the TikToker had. This is what the TikToker had to say.
Fixing my hair in this camera, y'all.
The first thing that I did for my dating life was to cut out all that mindless texting. All that good morning, what are you doing today? Nothing much, what about you? Oh, I'm going to go to the gym. I don't have to have another conversation even resembling that one ever again. I've had enough. I've had enough to last a lifetime. I don't need anymore. That's a really good way to get like emotionally connected to a man who has actually done nothing to like earn that. So now I just love no off rip. Like, I'm not a big texter, which is true for me because I really don't even text my friends that much. I don't like texting, but I'm not a big texter. If you want to get in contact with me, you can schedule a phone call. No surprise calls. We can set aside some time during the week to sit down and have a phone call and get to know each other. Or you can schedule a date. It's up to you, but you're not, I do repeat, you are not going to blow up my phone with text messages. I'm not the one.
Facts. Facts. Like, I'm not with the texting all day. Like, when are we meeting up? And I think it is important to be a little, to be okay with being impromptu and stuff. But honestly, I don't, impromptu FaceTime call, like, I'm probably not gonna pick up. Like, if it's a friend, okay, but if it's a guy, like, I'm probably not gonna pick up as well. So I agree with you, Deja Chanel, on that.
Deja,
what are your thoughts?
Girl.
Deja girl.
I am a FaceTimer.
You're a FaceTimer. So you're okay with the impromptu FaceTime?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
If you call me spontaneously, are you thinking about me?
Okay.
But don't, then I see where she's coming from. She's like, don't assume I'm just free.
Right.
You know? Don't assume not doing nothing. I'm a busy girl.
But you don't be looking crazy laying around the house, or is that just me?
I really, at this point, like, in my life, I've stopped caring about what men think about how I look. So if you call me randomly, baby, you better be expected to see me randomly.
Even if you're dating him, so you don't care about impressing him with your looks? Like, if you just started
I mean, if you date him, you already impressed. All right.
But if you're... And not dating like you guys are boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, you guys mm-hmm. are still in the courting phase, courting. Like, getting to know each other.
No. Like, I just feel like, I'm not going to look crazy on the phone. Like, if I answer, that means, like, I'm still put together.
Okay.
But
so you might decline the call if you look crazy.
Or I'll fix myself up and call back.
Okay, yeah.
I've done that. I was like, oh, wait, hold on. I'm doing something. I'll call you back. Fix my hair. Like, I'm putting lip gloss on. But the texting thing, I love that. What? Because I do feel like that. And then it kind of gets messy when, oh, he didn't text me back for 2 hours. Oh, she didn't text me back for 2 hours based on whoever's busier and things like that. It kind of gives like a controlling, like, who has control over this.
Yeah, so you're not into texting mm-hmm. too much during the dating phase. So what would you prefer instead of texting all day?
Honestly, let's schedule times to meet. I have to see the person, to be in their space, see how they are with other people, see how they are with me. Mm-hmm. Like, even just like a regular, hey, let's go for a drive, get some food. Like, I love that. Like, mm-hmm. just us being able to talk about our days, regular things. It's not what you're doing today, every day. I hate that, because if I hit you with a how about you, the conversation's over.
Right. Would you talking to a guy, or stop showing interest in a guy if he's just texting you all day and hasn't asked you out? And let's say it's been a week and you guys have just been texting and he hasn't introduced the idea to, like, set up plans.
I've done that before.
You just, what do you do? Do you ghost? Do you, like, send a message like, Ari, I'm done with this?
Oh, dang, that's the question. I don't ghost. I hate ghosting because I hate when it's done to me. You know, do unto others as you want that to yourself.
Yeah.
Ghosting is just, I want to hit you.
So what do we do as women if a guy is just texting you all day, hasn't set up plans, and you're ready to head on out of there?
Honestly, like, with me, I feel like sometimes the conversation just fizzles out. Like, mm-hmm. you both know. Like, if I'm not feeling, baby, there's no way you're feeling it. There's no way. But I feel like sometimes I'll just say, honestly, if I don't want to say it, I'll be like, honestly, I just have a lot going on right now. I kind of... Mm-hmm. You know, want to take a pause on this. Or I'll just say, like, I don't know if this is... I'll make a phone call, though. I'm just like, I don't know if this is working. You want to just be friends? Like,
and then it's on cool. to the next one. Because all you're doing is texting me all day, but I got other things to do. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you on that.
The texting, I don't know. It just feels like, at first, for the first 2 weeks, yes, okay. Mm-hmm. But after that, if we haven't, like, really... Not 2 weeks, maybe. Yeah, 2 weeks. Yeah. After that, I want to see you. We don't... It could be a date, you know. I like dates, but I like quality time. Sometimes dates just are more stressed than you are actually spending time with each other.
Right. My thing with the guys that text all day during the talking phase, I feel like they just get, eventually, like, once you hit a certain point, like, if we've been doing it for 1 week or 2 weeks, like, you're just using me as a pen pal at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just, I think they're trying to, like, practice their riz so they can use it on somebody else.
Yeah.
Because.
And I hate, I don't know if this is just me. Bro, I hate when a guy starts, this is childish maybe, I don't know. But I just don't like the sexy talk too early. Yo, and that's why I also hate texting. Because men, not all
them,
men,
I don't
some.
Even tell them things like, I'm about to shower. Because I would
literally. Oh, without me?
I would literally shoot myself.
I'd rather eat a jean jacket.
I'd rather eat a jean jacket. Freaking, I would rather chew on a towel. I don't know. Eat toilet paper. Bro,
I think it's just like, if you text me, it's so much. And based on how you text too, like, if we can have an engaging conversation. There was this one guy I talked to. The conversation was so great through text. Like, wow. Like, you know how
but
to talk.
I don't like that either. That's a red flag. Why is the conversation so good through text? Let's have it in person.
Yeah. No. I'm saying we had, it was like probably like the third day.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay. I like your energy because you kind of give it already. Cool. Yeah. But I'd be scared. Like, if you bring up, you know, like, oh, you look good. What you wearing right now? Or what you doing today? Sexy. Da, da, da. I'm just like, why are you so quick? I'm a stranger.
Yeah. So that's a no for me. Don't text me all day. Invite us out on a date. We both agree on that. Next, Snoop Dogg recently posted on social media that he was going to give up smoke, and he posted a whole statement, and it was like a twist of events, because everybody thought Snoop Dogg, the rapper Snoop Dogg, who's infamous for smoking weed, and he's been smoking weed his whole career.
Ganja Farmer.
probably his whole life at this point. He was actually promoting the release of a limited edition collab with the brand Solo Stove. And it was like, the rapper was featured on the logo and the signature of a company Solo Stove. And it was like a single, like, outdoor fire pit that he was promoting. And everyone thought he was going on a life-changing journey, but it was just a brand deal that he had. So much so, everybody believed this so much that even Meek Mill and Coi Leray followed up after he released a statement and said that they would also go on a smoke-free journey as well. So what do you think about this? Like,
wait, I kind of missed it. Because like, he was promoting a stove?
Yes, he was like... Snoop Dogg, yes, he released...
That was 10 out of 10 marketing.
He released a statement saying that he was giving up smoke, but it was really like an outdoor fire pit situation. Like, it was like the randomest collab, but wow. Snoop Dogg is the king of collabs. He's super random. He had a show with Martha Stewart. Like, Snoop Dogg gets to the bag however, whenever, and I love that about him, actually. But yeah, he tricked us.
He's smart.
He's a marketing genius.
But I love that Meek Mill and Coi Leray, like, they was like, yeah, that's my dog. Let me follow too. Maybe I should give it up. That's so cute.
Don't you feel like that makes them, like, followers and copycats? Like, if you want to give up smoking, like, just give up smoking. Why does Snoop Dogg have to
I think it's inspiring.
Okay.
You know, like, if I see that, like, dang, like, you know, I want to try this too. Like, they probably already had that feeling inside.
Right.
Like, dang, if Snoop Dogg, Mr. Walking spliff, like, if he could do it, I know I can. Like, that's Snoop, you know?
It's a testament to Snoop Dogg's influence on the rap industry, too. Yeah. That, oh my gosh. But I feel like that should make him think. Like, if he were to go on some type of journey, maybe it's not giving up smoking, but just putting it out there that he's making a change for himself to benefit his health. Look at the impact and, like, the ripple effect that he can have on his peers.
And Coi Leray always smoking. So just hearing that, Coi Leray, I love you, boo. That's my favorite.
Right.
She's one of my favorites. And for her to say that is crazy, too.
Right. But now that we all found out we were bamboozled, they're probably taking away. They're probably taking back their promise. They're like, oh, I'll keep smoking that. They're like, never mind. If Snoop Dogg was joking, so am I.
He's smart for that marketing, though.
Yeah. Shout out to Snoop Dogg. And the brand Solo Stove is smart for even having that collab thought of when it comes to Snoop Dogg. Like, anything to do with smoke, even if it has to do with cooking. Well, in this case, it was like a smokeless fire pit. I don't know. It was something interesting. But we were all talking about it. So, therefore, it was a genius brand collab.
Because him?
Wow. Yeah. So many genius collabs lately. Even Ice Spice has her own chia pet. Did you hear about that? Yeah, she has her own chia pet.
I would get that.
I would get that, too. My cousin sent it to me. She was like, this is your Christmas gift. I was like, I would love this, actually.
That's like, so fire. I got to see that.
Ice Spice chia pet, like, that's genius. Yes. Okay, moving on. At Savage Garcia 1978 shared a video of this person interviewing a man on the subway, and he asked, "What borough has the trashiest ladies?" And I was a little hurt by the response that this man gave on the subway, not gonna lie. So let me play it for you guys.
What borough has the trashiest ladies?
The fucking Bronx.
Don't ask to the camera.
The fucking Bronx. Queens got the best girls. Queens got the best girls. Harlem got the gold diggers. The Bronx got the high class that wouldn't be high class but live in the projects. Spend their whole check on clothes and they act like they're high class.
Why you ain't crazy?
And go hang in Harlem and act like they somebody. For real.
What about Brooklyn?
That bitch got bullet holes in them.
What he said?
And all that, and they grummy. They'll line you up quicker than the motherfucker. They'll line you up. Trust me, yo.
In Brooklyn?
Brooklyn, they will line you up. Go to Flatbush.
Not big, where I'm from. Like, I won't line you if you watch this, future husband.
For
don't
real,
worry.
Get him. He know. He know I'm telling the truth. For real. I'll be taking a little straight for the camera.
Oh my God.
The Bronx.
I'm originally from the Bronx, by the way.
Big Brooklyn in the house.
I also was raised in Brooklyn, too. We went to the same, kind of the same high school.
That's crazy.
Yeah, which is crazy. We didn't know that till today. But yeah, I was raised in the Bronx, but I've also lived in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I was hurt by what he had to say. Don't say the Bronx got the trashiest girls now, but no. I kind of knew he was going to say that.
I feel like if you're in New York, as a New Yorker, as a beautiful Brooklyn girl, we always come for the Bronx. I'm so sorry. My Bronx fam, I love y'all. But we always, I don't know, it's just something that happens. We always come for the Bronx.
The Bronx is, listen.
I don't know why.
I have a lot of Bronx pride. I feel like you're from the Bronx, you have a lot of Bronx pride. But I feel like every borough has their own pride. Obviously. Yeah. I also was raised, like, my teenage years in Brooklyn. And I do agree with what he said, though, that Brooklyn girls will line you up. I agree. I've seen that multiple times. Girls in Brooklyn getting, like, a man lined. Like, I've seen this. This is, like, fact.
I will not stand. For this blasphemous answer. No, I'm lying. I truly believe it because I've seen it happen. So
we all seen it happen. We all seen it happen. We're not a problem with Brooklyn. Yeah. I'm in Brooklyn all the time. It literally happens.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It's just me. I'm sorry, but like the situations I be hearing.
Right. And also his answer was very specific. Like, you know, this has actually happened to him. His homies, like, he's like, they got bullied. I just feel like Brooklyn girls, yeah, like, y'all.
I don't know,
like,
what it is. We just got mad homies. We got mad brothers in the hood.
Mad brothers.
Like, don't play with us. Sorry. Don't do that.
Mad brothers. Like, y'all build different. For sure. 100%.
No, I'm crying.
I do feel like, I don't know. He said the girls in the Bronx, like, be living in the projects, want to spend their money to, like, go show off in Harlem.
First,
like,
that's of all, what he said. I'm sorry, but that is too specific. No, but the project girls, they be the flyest. Don't play
project
with them.
Project girls were always the
flyest. They're always the flyest. They got the best. Every sneaker that came out, every project girl I know, you got it.
Honestly, not gonna lie, this man was saying a lot of facts. Not even gonna lie.
I'm sorry, but the way he said it, though, it
hurt my heart the way he said it. Yeah. But yeah, living in the Bronx, the girls that had the best fits and that showed me out every single day were the project girls, the project girlies.
What do y'all call the projects in the Bronx?
Projects.
We call it the P's.
Oh, the P's? Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, for sure.
Some people be like PJs.
Oh, yeah, I've heard the P's for sure. I just said the projects. I didn't grow up in the projects, but I have family in the projects. But, yeah, like, I just remember, like, listen, growing up, girls in the Bronx and girls to this day in the Bronx, like, I feel like hair always be done, like, every weekend, getting your hair done, getting a blowout. Like, always, like, just, like, mad, like, yeah, like, mad cute, mad bougie, not looking like where you come from at all. And, yes, not going out in the Bronx, not chilling on the weekends in the Bronx, going somewhere in Manhattan. He was actually
on. I mean, it makes sense. Like, my Bronx friends, they look good. But, like, they always in the city, though. I don't want to say Harlem, though.
Harlem. He was off about Harlem. I feel like for, like, the Hispanic girls, like, definitely, like, Dykeman, Washington Heights, or, like, somewhere in the city or something.
Big
like
Spanish
that.
Harlem. Spanish Harlem, I love y'all.
Yeah.
I love it there.
Somewhere in the city, for sure. Honestly, he's right. He just hurt my feelings.
It's just how he said it. Like, you ain't even have to say it like that.
I just need a break.
Like, it's true, but damn.
Yeah. And Queens do get the money.
Queens do get the money.
Like, every time I go out in Queens, they be dripped out. You be in Queens? When you go out in Queens,
I'm a Brooklyn girl. That's my first rival.
Yes, but when you go out in Queens, like, to a story, like, they wearing.
I'm sorry. Every time I go out in Queens, I'm just like,
they wearing brands.
I gotta literally every time I go out in Queens, I gotta get my best shoes. I gotta get my best fit.
I'm just
like, oh my god.
You gotta show up.
I already know. Nah, but the Queens girls, they always come in correct every time.
Because they go to, like, private schools and stuff. Like, I don't know.
Private schools? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Queens, I feel like in Queens, obviously, you could find, like, you know, there's, like, the hood portion of Queens, but there's, like, the bougie portion of Queens. Because it's so close to Long Island. They got a lot of private schools out there. Yeah. They got, like, Christ the King and stuff. There's, like, a lot of girls whose families moved out there to, like, get a house and, like, I don't know. Yeah. And, like, they trying to get closer and closer to Long Island.
But they all look the same, though. Like, the just Barbies every time I fucking step outside. I'm like, can I catch a break?
Anyway, he hurt my feelings. And stop coming for the Bronx like that.
He said it was so much strength.
Yeah, like
Bronx.
So Bronx. Angry.
Not word. Who hurt you?
Right. Okay, rapper Monaleo, I don't know if you know about her.
I love her.
She's a very talented rapper. She got on the Poor Minds podcast, and she said her man can't have big booty homegirls.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, so you saw the video. She said her man can't have big booty homegirls. What do you think about that?
I agree. No, let me stop.
So if your man has, like, let's mm-hmm. say before you met him, like, yeah. he always had bad bitches around him, mm-hmm. girls with, like, the BBL, like, you mm-hmm. know, guitar body, you gonna be like, cut that out, we ain't having that?
I don't know. It depends. I feel like it doesn't matter about the body. I think it matters about the dynamic of your friendship. If she too friendly with you, boo, clip, clip, snip, snip, bye-bye.
So you're saying it doesn't matter about the body? I don't know. To a certain extent.
I see how it could. Like, yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't care. To a certain extent, some men will be attracted to their friends. Like, their women were beautiful. Right. Yeah. But it depends on how they act when they're together. Does that make sense? Like, yes, she got a big booty, but what you doing when you're around her? Are you acting different, you know?
I honestly agree. I don't want a man having big booty friends either.
I get it. It's not their fault, but, like, I see, like, you know.
No, the thing is, like, okay, you could have a big booty friend, but, like, we could go out with her together. Like, why you need to be one-on-one with your big booty?
Yeah, friend? I'm sorry. If it's, I'm a best friend of a guy.
Yeah.
So I get it if they're best friends or something like that.
But what if they're out together, like, on a Friday night and, like, you're not with them?
That's mad random. Why are you out with her by yourself without me?
Why are you one-on-one with your big booty friend?
I don't know. Maybe we all just insane and really possessive, but.
Nah, big booty friend is crazy. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I would feel better if she had no ass. You're telling me.
But what's better? That's what I'm saying. That's kind of wrong to say.
I would feel better. I don't know what it is. Like, if she had no ass and you were going out with her, like, on a Friday night, I'd be like, okay, just, you know,
come on. Why are you going out with her on a Friday night? Where am I?
First of all, yeah, why are you going out with her on a Friday night? But I'm just saying, if it was between the girl with the flat ass or the big booty girl, like, I would feel more okay with the flat ass.
As a flat ass baddie, we have the best personality, so you better be scared around. That's around your man too. Be scared about that too.
Not let me. Yeah, stop. But how do you feel?
That's so what I'm saying.
You feel the same with the girl that with the so, no booty versus your man with the girl with the big booty,
bro. I have a problem with a girl with him.
A girl in general.
Yes, okay. That's what I'm saying. Like I female friends and male friends, like same thing. Like men have the same conviction about mm-hmm. male friends too. Like he's taller than me. What?
Right.
Men hate that. That's the same thing. You can't change it. But it's about how we act when you're with them. If she had a big booty and you start wilding out, oh, yeah, I'm ready to help.
I don't know. Okay, I feel like as a girl who's been around other girls with huge booties, bums. Like, I have a booty too, but, like, some girls have huge booties. And I feel like the world around them changes. Especially the BBL baddies, the Instagram baddies. Mm. Like, they walk in, they get compliments everywhere they go. Like, men are like, oh, wow. Like, they're whispering in their ears. They're passing by.
Because it's like the Instagram dream. Yes, the dream is right in front of you.
If you're the man next to
currently.
If you're the man next to the BBL baddie, they're looking at you. They're like, bro, my man. Even if that's your bestie. They don't know that's your bestie. Mm. Everyone's dapping. Yo, you see LR saying this happening to him. They dapping you up. They're like, all right. They're talking to you different. You could be short. You got a BBL baddie next to you. They're like, all right, boss, we see you. Like,
yo.
So your man is coming home to you after they just eyebossed him, they dapped him up. He made 5 friends that night because of the bestie that he was with. I don't know. He might not want to come back to you. He's like, life is good here. I don't know.
This is why you have to date frail men. Let me stop. They can't handle the BBL baddies.
I can't have my man around a big booty girl. Mm-hmm. I'm with you, Monaleo.
I see. I no. I get it. I get it. But, like, she can't be around him all the time. Like, that's what I'm saying. You're not going to... If he has a BBL baddie friend, like, hey, girl, we're going to be with you together. If she's going to be I'm coming.
That's what I said.
That's what I mean,
like,
but...
I'm be like, oh, who you going... But I'm saying the girl with the flat booty. I'll be like, oh, you got it. Like,
yeah, I'll talk to you later, babe. Out.
But if you're with the girl with the big booty, oh.
I'm in there. My shoes on. Let's go. We're put on my together. Baddest fit. No, yeah. But I wouldn't like, yeah, it just depends on how he act when he around her.
Yeah.
If I could be back with him, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. You got to judge your man too. Yeah. Like, so, what you doing?
Right. Maybe we're just a little petty, a little possessive, yes. A little insecure. Oh,
I know I am. I'm so sorry.
Oh, well.
I'm so sorry.
I am too.
This is what you chose.
Okay. So, Jay.
Yes.
Let's get into a little bit more about you and your dancing and your choreography. Now that we're done with all that messiness.
Jesus.
But we're going to get into some interesting stuff because I'm really interested in what you do. You got your own thing going on when it comes to the world of dance. So specifically, when it comes to dancing and when it comes to dating, can you be with a guy that can't dance?
I plead the fifth. No, wait. Oh my God. I love this question.
If you go out with a guy and then he has two left feet, maybe a popular song comes on that everyone knows to dance to and he's like doing it all wrong. Like, can you be with him?
I need you to have rhythm. I'm sorry. Like, you do not have to be a professional dancer. You do not have to, you don't even have to know how to dance. But if you don't have rhythm, it fries me like a little bit, just a tad. But I like, honestly, if your vibe is good, I really don't care. Like, I love being able to teach somebody how to dance. Like, that's what I love doing. So if you have two left feet, I'm gonna help you out, you know? But I just find it like more attractive when you got rhythm with me. Like, we could vibe together. I don't have to teach you all the time. Yeah, I love that.
I feel you. Do you feel like a man's dance ability reflects how he performs in the bedroom?
I plead the fifth again.
Why are you pleading the fifth? I want to know.
No, I don't know. I just feel like even in songs, they say if she can't dance and she can't. Oh.
You think this is true, though?
Huh? Nah. I don't think it's true. I just feel like, though, if you can dance, like, if you're a dancer, I'd say that. Like, if you could flow, you know, you got hips, yeah. But if you just have rhythm, I can't really tell. Like, yeah, I can't put the best, you know?
Okay.
But you can just, you know, dancers have more agility.
Yeah. Are there any things that people or men do specifically on the dance floor that give you the ick? Like, especially, like, when you're out, like,
on the dance floor?
Scene.
I want to demonstrate.
Like, would you want to demonstrate? Damn, I wish we had the setup for this.
So you, man, can you stop doing this? If I'm dancing or I'm just standing there, why are you putting your crotch on my butt? Like, why are you just standing? Like, I'm not even moving.
Right.
Like, I'm not even busting a move.
Right, men
don't. And you're just bopping behind me with your drink, mad close. I'm like,
they don't even ask anymore.
They just pull up. I feel like you should still be courteous. Like, ask me, hey, you want to dance? Like, what happened to that? Y'all just grab hands. No, still ask me.
Right. I agree. That isn't it. Do you like the guy who's always in the middle of the circle? Like the guy that they got let me do the image for you guys. I don't want to blind you guys. That they got the light on
as a girl.
He's in the middle, like just like.
Okay, I'm a hypocrite because I'm usually the girl in the middle. I mean, I be hosting parties. I hate parties though. That's the funniest thing ever. Right. I love hosting sometimes, but I don't. It depends. Like, if you look good, yeah. But like, not the whole time.
Okay.
Not the whole time, babe.
So you're not with a dancing ass man, even though you're a dancing ass girl.
That sounds so bad. No.
Speak your truth.
Yes. Okay, but nah. Be for real. Like, it depends. Like, it can't be the whole time. You know, I want to chill with you too.
So you go out and you dance too much, red flag. Bye.
Oh,
why are you dancing so much?
Nah.
If you a man and you dancing too much and you always in the center of the circle, like, sit down.
Nah, Black Boy Joy, y'all better have y'all fun too. Have your fun. All right. But like, damn, I want to be with you too.
What are some TikTok trends, like dance trends that you don't like right now?
What do I not like? Wait, do I say like the name of the dance or?
Yeah, if you want to. Or like, you could just show me a little bit with your hand, if it's with your hands.
Dang. My friend loves doing this challenge and I hate it. It goes, I'll be there through the highs and lows. I don't even know how to do it right. I love, like, it was made by one of our, like, dance friends. But, like, he abused the song so much. I hate that song now. Like, every time I'm scrolling on my feet, I'll be. I can't. I'm tired of it now.
Have you ever been with a guy that, like, always wants to do TikToks with you?
No,
I never experienced that either. But I know I'd be annoyed with that with my female.
No, friends, I wouldn't so be annoyed if I you would take. No, I don't want to. I don't want a TikToker. But I love, like, that's because I love dancing. Like, that's let's build a core memory real quick. Let's dance together. I love that. It's cute.
Yeah,
I'm usually the one who forces like a man to do it. You know, because they'd be boring.
Yeah, I agree. So what's your culture background, if you don't mind
sharing? I'm Haitian and Panamanian. Hey,
okay.
So I got some Maggie and I got some Sasson, okay, you know.
You got that Latin background. Mm-hmm. You got that Caribbean background. Love that. Mm-hmm. So what culture do you feel like has the best dance moves? It doesn't have to be one of yours, but it can be.
Best dance moves? I'm an Afro dancer. I have to give it to African culture. Like one of my favorites has to be Angola. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, Afro House is beautiful. It's just so festive all the time. Like, mm-hmm. the music never really gets like down. Like, it doesn't really switch. It's always an upbeat, and it just reminds me of celebration. Oh, I love it.
I love that. So since you're Haitian and Panamanian, mm-hmm. what got you into African dance?
So I didn't get to dance a lot when I was younger. Mm-hmm. We just couldn't afford it. It's a lot of money as a kid. Mm-hmm. My mom, she was actually a dancer. She did Haitian folklore for a long time. I can't even tell you how long. But there was this, she danced with another lady and she had a daughter my age. And my mom and her connected, and the daughter was actually a part of this dance company, the West African one called Batata Yetu that I told you about. And they're all the way in Harlem, by the way, Harlem. So yeah, that's how my mom got me connected with that, because my mom saw one of her shows online. She was like, yeah, I want to put my daughter in that. Mm-hmm. And then Afro dance itself, I got into it. Literally, there was a time in my life I was going through it, y'all, mentally. And I had therapists and all that. And yeah, I just, that was my only outlet, like happiness at the moment. So I just like, let me take a dance class. And one of my friends from college, she took me to Afro dance class. She thought it would be perfect because I already did like West African. And I fell in love.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's my heart.
That's an amazing story. I'm glad you found something you love. Yeah. And now you're teaching people and involving mm-hmm. everyone in on yeah. your love for dance through TikTok and social media. That's awesome. So what's your involvement with DWP? I see that you're involved with a dance organization. Can you tell people about it?
Let me tell you about Dance with a Purpose Academy. Like, let's just get into the name. Dance with a Purpose, literally. It's actually originated in Ghana, Accra, Ghana. And it's just a dance academy for the kids. I don't know how to really explain it. But a lot of the kids, and some of them are those already, but they train there. It started off in Ghana, so they were training together, making content together. They literally, their lives are dance. And they've been able to grow with that. And then they brought it to the U.S. One of the coaches brought it to the U.S. And I always watched their videos, and I saw it. And I'm like, yeah, I want to train with them. Those freaking dancers in Ghana, ha! U.S. dancers cannot touch them. I'm sorry. They are so amazing. And it's like their story. Everybody has a different story. And, you know, we've been able through social media to watch them start off and grow into these stars. Like, they're literally celebrities in Ghana. So I wanted to be a part of that. Like, I wanted to be part of a family. Like, I felt like I was going through my journey by myself. And I needed some guidance. Like, I didn't know what was next. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know who to go to train. And I joined. And, like, that's my family for real now. I'm actually an assistant coach.
Yes.
Now, we're having auditions soon. Hopefully when this video drops.
Okay. What drops date? Together.
But we don't have a date for that. Date. It's like a
Well, this loading. Video will drop in the end of December. But where can people stay posted with DWP, Dance with Purpose?
Yes.
And where can they get involved if they want to?
Yes. So we have the one in Ghana. They have a page called DWP Academy. And our USA page is dwpacademy.usa.
Okay. And this is on Instagram?
Instagram. Okay, so and TikTok. And Facebook. And Twitter and YouTube.
Yes, all that. Give them a follow.
I don't even know if we have Twitter, but I just said that.
they're on all that.
Yeah.
And definitely follow and
look
support.
Us up.
Yes. So something that we do with our guests is that we have each of our guests share a harsh truth, which is, it doesn't have to be harsh, but it can be a lesson or maybe a conviction that you felt in your heart, either through recording this episode with me mm-hmm. or just in recent years. So this is your chance to,
ooh, I guess, wait, give me a second.
Yeah, maybe just a recent lesson. It can be short and sweet.
Okay. A recent lesson I learned. Ooh, let me really think. Does it have to do with dance? It don't have to do with dance. It
can be about anything.
Whatever you put your mind to, you can achieve. Like, whatever circumstances you are going through, there's a lesson in there for you to learn. Like, that's how I look at life, honestly. And I've been realizing a lot more lately with everything I go through. Like, that these lessons are going to prepare me for the blessings that are coming forward. Because the blessings that you ask for, you got to realize this is going to come with a lot more responsibility. So you have to have had a lot of growth to be able to maintain it. And yeah, faith of a mustard seed. Honestly, walk by faith, meaning like whatever it is, like even if I'm looking, I'm like, I cannot do that. How do I even create this? Like, for I actually did Nike. I choreographed for a Nike event.
Wow.
And I was freaking out. I was like, what is happening? How is this going to go? I never thought of myself as a choreographer. I don't really create too much. I do create, but I don't put it out. But I was just like, I'm going to get this through. I'm going to do it. And I just had to really just not even look at it. Just do it, honestly. Create and put a whole 3-minute piece together by myself with the help of my beautiful dancers, though.
That's amazing. Yeah. And you did it through your own.
Yeah.
Your own, just like, I guess your own pursuit of what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Having the faith of the mustard seed, like you said. Wow, I haven't been to church recently, like in the last 2 weeks. So that was the sermon I needed. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, can I say one more thing?
Yes.
With the finishing of that, like that verse, it says you can literally move a mountain. And man, it's so powerful to me. Like literally, you can do whatever. You can move a mountain. If you say you want to hit 100K making content, whatever, you can do that if you literally just keep going. There's days when you're going to be down. There's days when you're going to be low. But that's going to happen when you're up too. So you just have to literally keep going no matter what.
Yes.
Don't stop.
Go forward with the ebbs and,
yeah,
the ebbs and flows. The
life keeps and moving no matter what happens.
I agree. That's very beautiful. Thank you. That was amazing. Before we wrap this up, I would love for you to reshare your social media and any projects that people can follow you on.
Yeah. My social media is at the J Way, so it's THEJAYWA4Ys at the end. That's where you can find me on YouTube and Instagram and TikTok. Yes.
We always wrap up with a song of the pod, which is a song that a guest has been listening to lately. Mm-hmm. What is that song for you, so we can share it with the listeners? But before we get to the song of the pod, we do have to say goodbye to our YouTube and Facebook listeners, because we will get demonetized. So this will be on the audio portion of our episode. So bye, guys.
Bye.
Can't wait to see you guys next time and talk to you soon. Bye. Yes, let's get to the song.
Jeez, that's crazy. The audio.
Yes, what's the song that you've been messing with? Any artist?
Yeah, let me play it.
Yeah.
This is my song right now. This is literally the song I thought about when we thought about, when we were talking about the drill.
Okay.
Love don't love like that.
I can't look like that.
Mm-hmm. I can't look like that.
It's like a TikTok-y vibe. Like, I want to do hits for God.
I can't look like that. I can't look like that.
But yeah.
Love don't love like that. That. I can't love like that. Talking behind your back. Told me to love on you. How you gonna hate on that? Trauma in my melody. But I found me a better thing. I said I'm your remedy. Just gotta remember me.
This is a First Corinthians banger.
Ran into the anger changer. I ain't worried about stranger danger. I'm trying to help you in danger, stranger.
Oh, that was my favorite part. I was like, yes.
God, I need what you got.
Guys, can't wait to see you all
at
the next episode. Please follow Jay on Instagram.
The J Way.
Yes.